Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
Tuesday of the 25th week of Ordinary Time. Today's theme, Are You Related to Jesus? Oh, how wonderful to hear in Christ's words of today's gospel passage from Luke chapter 8, verses 19 to 21, that we are as dear to him as his own beloved mother and his other relatives. But oh, how hard is it to hear the word and act upon it? We think we agree with what the psalmist prays in today's responsorial from chapter 119, verses 1, 27, 30, 34, 35, and 44. Guide me, Lord, in the way of your commands. We have heard God's commands and we do want to obey them. So why do we keep breaking away from our true desires? Why do we keep breaking our heavenly family ties? The first reading from Proverbs chapter 21, verses 1 through 6 and 10 through 13 says that all our ways might seem right in our own eyes, but it is the Lord who proves hearts. No matter how right we think we are in our daily decisions and relationships, God proves how much or how little we've allowed His Word to transform us. How? Our actions reveal the truth. Are we acting upon His commands or not? It takes humility to be teachable. It takes a willingness to be changed. We have to distrust our own discernment about right and wrong. We can only trust the ways of God, because often we simply don't understand why something right is right and why something sinful is sinful. It's difficult to see how disobedient we really are and to realize how this hurts our brotherly or sisterly relationship with Jesus. We actually prefer being blind to the truth when we're busy insisting that we're right. We fail to see the harm we do to others while protecting our pride. It's the power of denial. We prefer to avoid noticing how our agendas or our lusts or our addictions are destroying our work or ministries or relationships. We blindly ignore how our impatience or anger is killing the dignity and spirit of those around us. That is why Jesus said from the cross, "Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing." Humility involves constantly asking the Holy Spirit to teach us how to be like Christ. Humility means wanting our eyes to be open to the sins that are still infecting us, because we look forward to the joy of becoming holier. We already know we're not wearing halos. Why are we afraid to find out how bad we really are? Why are we so afraid to be wrong? Do we think we're so bad that we're not redeemable? Do we think we're not good enough to be lovable? If so, we need to ask Jesus to heal our sight. When we're totally honest about ourselves, we discover not only what needs to be forgiven, but also what God appreciates and admires in us. Christian living is an action, not just an attitude. Holiness means doing whatever is Christ-like and taking action against temptations, day by day, moment by moment, so that we build up the bond between us and Jesus and His entire family.
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and text message, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.